that? Can you say amen to that? The Lord's good to us. You be seated. Get your Bible. Psalm 107, I'll let you be seated tonight because I'm not going to read any scripture to get us started. We have been in this psalm a good long time. You probably hear this thing in your sleep. We've been in it so long. And I trust that it's been a blessing to you. I know it has been to me to study it. And I want to very, very quickly, I'm going to cover just the points, the thought and the points we've covered already. And I'm going to give you about 25 minutes, about 28 minutes, all right? And then we're going to have prayer time together. I want to spend a good season of prayer tonight. I've had that on my heart. Really since the weekend, just get together and pray tonight. And so we want to do that. And the way this is going to end tonight will just fit right in with us being able to do that. All right. Psalm 107, you know, is a Psalm of David and connected in this series of Psalms. It is historical in nature as David and these Psalms are recalling things that God's people have gone through and been brought through and how God in all his sovereignty has been at work in their history. And had it not been for the Lord in their history, they'd have been destroyed and wiped out on so many occasions. And so the Lord had been very, very good to them. When we come to Psalm 107 in particular, and really Psalm 105, 106, you find the theme of praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord's mentioned all over. It's going to come to a climax here in Psalm 107 as we find that David goes through a series and rehearses several situations that involve what we've called crisis and then a call and then a consolation. That is, they find themselves in a trouble. They call to God and then God hears them and the consolation is that God comes to them and turns their situation around. And so David, in using each of these in the matter of the consolation, he gives the command that we are to join him and to praise the Lord. He mentions this over and over, verse 8, verse 15, verse 21, 31, and then uses the word praise again in verse number 32 as David makes mention, saying, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works of children of men." With an exclamation point as though he is excited. And ain't it wonderful when you see somebody else excited about something, it makes you excited, amen, about what they're talking about. And so David, he's excited. He wants others to get excited with him. And what he wants them excited about is the Lord and about praising the Lord for these things that he has done. And so he said, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord." And we've been preaching Psalm 107 centered around the thought, "I would love to praise the Lord." It's what David is saying. That's what David is wanting us to join him in. And where David wants to lead us to, where we could say, "I would love to praise the Lord with you, Brother David. For God has been good to me as well, and so I would love to praise the Lord." This psalm is about loving to praise the Lord, loving the Lord, and then loving to praise him for what he's done. And so we find verses 4 through 9, "I'd love to praise the Lord," I believe David is saying, "for his leading." And he is leading our life. If you're a child of God, that's something you can praise him for tonight. And you ought to love, you should love to praise him for tonight, for his leading. He didn't save us, turn us loose to do the best we can and to find our own way home. Brother Tim, he's promised he'll be with us and lead us by still waters and in the paths of righteousness, all for his name's sake. Amen. And I'm glad he's been leading me and leading the way. I'd love to praise him for his leading. I'd love to praise him for his liberation. Verses 10 through 16. How that the Lord sets us free, though we sit in darkness, bound in affliction. Whatever the reason is, even if it's our own doing, the Lord has a way of liberating his own people from the mess they get themselves into. And I'm thankful tonight I'm not in bondage. I'm not a slave to sin. And a lot of times I've got myself in a mess even since I've been saved. But I would love to praise the Lord tonight for the way He has liberated me day by day and season by season through my life. I'd love to praise the Lord tonight for His Logos, verses 17 through 22, His Word. And thank God for His Word. He sent His Word, verse 20, and healed them. It's becoming one of my favorite verses in your King James Bible. He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. There are so many applications that verse can make in our life, the ministry God does in our life through and by His Word. I would love to praise Him tonight for the fact He sent His Word, that He's used His Word to mend my life, and that Word has ascended my life and put me on an upward trajectory. And so somebody ought to say tonight, I'd love to praise the Lord for His Logos, for His Word. I would not be where I am tonight had it not been for the Word of God. I'd love to praise the Lord tonight for His lifting. We said on last Wednesday night, as we come to verse 23 through 32, we find the scene of mariners and sailors that are on a boat in the sea that's going through a storm. How that they rise up and they're brought down low. They see wonders take place all around them. And just when it seemed like, then they're reeling to and fro and staggering about like a drunken man and get to their wits' end. And it looks like, Brother Riley, they're going to be destroyed. The psalmist said, it is the Lord that holds them up across the sea. He keeps their vessel afloat. He keeps their life alive so that they're not destroyed in the storm. And we draw from that, amen, we can be glad and we can be excited and we can love to praise the Lord for the times that the storms was going through and sailing through, no doubt would have dashed our lives into pieces. Times where we would have surely drowned spiritually and in so many other ways. And yet tonight we're here not because we're good sailors and not because we have great wisdom in being a mariner upon the sea, but because our God has held us up and sustained us in the storm. And so I would love to praise Him tonight again for His lifting. I want to give you two more tonight from this psalm real quickly. Verses 33 down through verse number 42. And notice with me tonight, I want to say number 5. If you're taking notes, this is number 5. I would love to praise the Lord for His Lordship. For His Lordship. When we come to verse number 33, let me just read these verses and I'll back up. I'll give you a little outline and some thoughts. But the Bible said, when we come here to verse number 33, He turneth rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness. Why is He doing this? The Bible said, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. Then the Bible said in verse number 35, He turneth the wilderness into a standing water and dry ground into water springs. And there He maketh a hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation and sow the fields and plant vineyards which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also so that they are multiplied greatly and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Then notice verse number 39 again. They are menaced and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth He the poor on high from affliction and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. And this section of verses, here's what I've noted tonight. The psalmist is showing you and I how the providence of God is at work in the affairs of men, and especially and particularly, I believe, as the psalm has been dealing with the righteous and the people of God, that God is at work in their lives. And no matter what condition they find themselves in, no matter If they're up or if they're down, no matter if everything's going good in their life or everything's going bad in their life, this much the psalmist is saying, amen, the Lord knows how to control the situation that you're in. Whatever condition they may be in, He is Lord and is in absolute control. Amen. And so there are extremes in the verses that I've just read where we see the Lordship. He said He can reach down to lands where the rivers are running and where there's fruitful lands and where there are blessings that seem to be abounded. Here's how much Lord our God is. Here's how much Lordship He has. At the command of His word and the touch of His finger, He can take fruitful lands and make them barren. Amen. And then He goes to another extreme, Brother Bob, and He said, those barren lands and those places where there's a wilderness and dry ground, He can speak the word, touch that wilderness and water springs come forth, and the place that has been barren, God will bless the inhabitants of that land and let them sow seed and plow fields, and before it's over, that wilderness land, because of His lordship, will bring an increase of fruitfulness. Amen. Amen. And then He said again, in verse number 39, they're ministered. And then you come to verse 41, yet setteth He the poor on high. He deals with two more extremes that there are princes, there are politicians, there are government leaders, there are people who are well off and well esteemed that and look like they have everything that at the word of God can be brought low and sat to wonder where their very next meal is going to come from. And God has a way of taking those that are exalted and making them be brought very low. The other extreme is the Lord can reach down the poor side of the tracks. Amen. And if He so chooses, He's Lord enough, amen, to bless their life and take the poor and set them on high, deliver them from their affliction, bless their life to such a degree that even their family will be made like a great flock that's out in the pasture. Now, how does that happen? It doesn't happen through governmental programs. It doesn't happen by the government and politicians having their hands in the lives of men, trying to, amen, bring those that are rich down and those that are poor up, and to try to make us all the same and all equal. No, friend, all of this is determined by one thing, and that is the Lordship of the God of heaven and His providence in the affairs of our life. I'm thankful tonight I'm not in control of this thing. I'm thankful it doesn't hinge on me. I'm thankful it's not hinging on our politicians and our world leaders. It's not based upon the economy and how good it is or bad it is. It's not based in anything that is material, in anything that my friend man can have his hands in or off. We understand that when it comes to our life, that there is a sovereign God who is Lord and in charge. And thank God, wherever we may be, He is in control. Amen. If you need something to turn around, He can turn it around. If you need to be humbled, He can humble you. If you need to be raised up, He can raise you up. And I'd just like to say tonight, I'd love to praise the Lord that He has that kind of lordship. Amen. He is Lord tonight in everything. Amen. In absolute control. I wrote down three things out of these verses. Amen. I got to get after it now. Wrote down three things out of these verses about His lordship in our lives. I want to say number one, in verses 33 through 34, amen, I see His lordship, don't miss it now, I see His lordship in times of our mischief. You say, what do you mean? I want to say tonight, you and I getting in mischief or in sin or failing some way or getting off path, that does not diminish the lordship of our God in our life. In fact, because of His lordship, and at times if our mischief, because He is Lord, and because especially if you're saved, amen, He is your Lord. You live under the banner of His lordship. He is obligated to exercise that in our life and to deal with us in that mischief so as to bring chastening in our life. And as a result of chastening, we're to be brought to grief and sorrow and repentance. And in doing that, sister, we find that the ultimate end goal of His lordship in times of our mischief is to get us out of the mischief and out of the sorrow of sin, that we might enjoy the fruitfulness of a righteous life. You say, how in the world do you see it? Notice what He said. Look in the verses again. He turneth the rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground. And now watch it. Are we not going from a good and blessed state to a lesser state? That's what He said. Amen. Rivers, water springs, made the wilderness in dry ground, a fruitful land. Verse 34, into barrenness. We're going from a good state, a great state, to a lesser state. Why is this happening? David said, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. David is saying God exercises His lordship in times of mischief. It is because of sin. Amen. And we can apply this to the land and to the nation and to America. Amen. No doubt we become a mischievous nation. Where wickedness is plagued in the land. And we see God's lordship being exercised even in our nation in regard. I believe the judgment of God is not only coming to greater degree down the road. We are watching it before our very eyes. But on a personal level, on a personal note tonight, amen, I want to tell you, you better be careful, amen, in times of mischief, thinking you're going to get by with your sin, amen, get by with your backsliding, get by with, amen, your mischievous little paths and your secret pet sins that you've taken into your life. Amen, David said, here's what you're going to fight. Amen, He's Lord enough. Amen, He'll deal with you. And where there were rivers of joy, and where there were water springs of peace, and where there were fruitful lands and blessings in your life, you keep messing around in mischief, the Lord is going to bring a wilderness to your life. Amen. I'm telling you, say, boy, you preach that like you believe it. Amen. I believe it because it's in the Bible. I believe it because I've been there. Amen. Whom the Lord loveth, whom the Lord loveth, whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. Amen. My sin and your sin does not lessen His lordship. Amen. It means, my friend, because He has lordship over our life, He will exercise that, yes, even in and especially in times of our mischief. You'd be amazed. You'd be amazed. I'm always amazed at the people who have been taught better, who think they're going to be the one who gets by living a carnal life. I'm going to tell you, you can be mischievous, you can think you're big and bad. Amen, you can run this world and its crowd and its people, but you will never run down the road of mischievousness and wickedness and sin and worldliness so far that you ever outrun the boundary of His lordship. Amen, however far you go, He'll still be Lord of your life Amen. And when He chooses, amen, you may still have a drink of water tonight. You may still, my friend, be tapped into some blessings and fruitfulness. But when God gets ready to deal with your mischievousness, you ain't going to stop it. Ain't nobody around you going to stop it. Because His Lordship is something that belongs to Him. I just want to go on record and say tonight I'd love to praise Him for His Lordship in times of my mischief. I'd hate to think where I'd be tonight, Brother Larry, had He not cared enough to straighten me out. I'd hate to think about where I'd be had He let me just, amen, continue to feel the blessings. I'm running out of time. Amen. If He'd have just let me go off, had He not made it hard on me, had He not let things dry up on me, had he just let me keep enjoying the pleasures of my own fleshly ways, and I'm glad that He was Lord enough in my life to deal with me and my mischief, amen, to get me back where I needed to be. Amen. Boy, I feel like I could preach right there for an hour. In times of mischief. Amen. I'd love to praise the Lord for His Lordship in times of mischief. Oh, just with me, verse 35 through 88, His Lordship in times of multiplying. Here we find that now David turns to the other extreme. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water. Standing water. That means it's water piling up. Water, my friend, that you can stand in. Water that you can swim in. Water that you can drown yourself in if you ain't careful. Where is He doing that? He's doing it in the wilderness. In the dry ground, He's bringing water springs. Amen. He can take those that are hungry in such places and cause them to have a table to eat at. Amen. All of this, I'll just give it to you real quick here. Verse 38. Here's what David said about the Lord doing this by His Lordship. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly. And so His Lordship is in my life. Amen. His Lordship, Brother Riley, is manifest in my life when I am bad. And His Lordship is seen in my life when I'm blessed. Amen. I'm glad that when I'm in this wilderness land, and let's be honest, we are in a wilderness land. We're in a dry land tonight. Amen. Where no water is, ain't no water in this world. Amen. Ain't no wells to drink of in this old worldly sister. This mud ball called earth is full of mud holes and miry clays and horrible pits. But Brother Sam, I'm glad that in this wilderness land, that our God knows how to give a drink from another world. He knows how to send the rain. He knows how, amen, to bring standing water for us to enjoy. Amen. Oh, I'm glad that though we cannot find these things in this world, our God, He is Lord enough to make sure we'll always have a drink of water. Amen. He knows how to bless our life. He knows how to send a multiplying, a fruitful increase in our life. Amen. We may be in a wilderness land, but let's be honest. When God chooses to bless us, we are blessed people. Brother Bob quoted the verse tonight that every good gift and every perfect gift, where's it come from? It don't come from the government stimulus check. Where'd our blessings come from? Amen. They don't come from the hand of the politicians. Amen. Every blessing you've ever received. Amen. I know it may have been your mama who sent you a check in the mail. It may have been your daddy that gave you some kind of inheritance and left behind. It may be that, my friend, your employer wrote you a little raise and gave you a little bump in your check. Amen. But can I say every good thing and every perfect thing has come into your life? You ought to lift your hands and head to heaven and say, that's my God, that's His Lordship in my life. Amen. I owe every blessing I've ever received to Him. Is that right tonight? Amen. I'd love to praise the Lord about that. His lordship in times and multiplied. Has He blessed you in your way? Has He blessed you in your life? Amen. You think about, amen. You think about if you lost everything today, if God had ever give you, what would you go home to today? Amen. We'd go home hungry. We'd go home naked. Amen. We'd go home broke. We'd go home with no hope. Thank God He's been Lord of our life. And we may not have all the things some of this world craves. Amen. But we got more than enough. God has been good to us. Somebody ought to say that's His lordship in my life. Amen. I'm for working hard and working long. And amen, I'm for all them things. Do the best you can to make it in life. But don't you ever forget it ain't about your hard work. Amen. It's about the God of glory looking down to some of His children in a wilderness land and say, they won't make it if I don't feed them. They won't make it if I don't cause the water springs to flow. They won't make it if I don't grow the crops. They won't make it if I don't exercise my lordship over their life. Amen. I'd love to praise the Lord tonight for His lordship in times of mischief, in times of multiplying. Notice with me, this is one that we kind of frown at, but it's His lordship in times, and I'll use the word that's in the text tonight, in times of minishing. Only time in the Word of God you'll find the word minished in any form is found in verse number 39. Again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. You know what David said? The same God that in a wilderness land reached out and give His children that they cannot get on their own. That they are dependent on me to give them and to bless them and to put into their life. David said the same one who is Lord sometimes takes some things away. Amen. Amen. You see, we believe all the Bible. We're not charismatics. We don't just believe God's a givey, 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 givey. We believe what Job said, the Lord giveth, and the Lord hath taken away. Job rather said, blessed be the name of the Lord. You see, Job knew what it was to multiply and to be brought fruitful and to be blessed more than any man in all the known world at the time. Amen. He was the man that knew something about the blessing of God. But in one chapter, Job knew what it was and to lose everything and to be able to still say, that is my God at work in my life. Whether He's giving or whether He's taking away, He's still Lord. He's still in charge. He's still in control. And I will bless Him whether He's multiplying or whether He's diminishing things in my life.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, we'll shout her out when we get a this or that. What about when God takes something away? Job said that it wasn't just money. It wasn't just all his earthly possessions. Job acknowledged God took my babies from me. I can't imagine what that would be like. That would be one of the hardest things. I know people who's gone through that, tragically gone through that. And Brother Mark, I've watched some of them, not all of them, but I've watched some of them lift their hands with a broken heart and say, I don't understand it all, but I trust He's Lord. I trust He's in charge. I trust He's in control. He gave and He's taken away, but He's still Lord of my life.
Amen.
What if God took everything from you tonight? Could you still say, I'd love to praise the Lord? I hope we could. I don't know if I could or not. I'd like to think I could. I'd like to be super duper spiritual tonight, Brother Jack. Say, yeah, I would. Amen. I wonder if we could really do it tonight to say, I would love to praise the Lord even in times of minishing. When you're afflicted, when you're in sorrow, I'm done. I'm not done, but I've got to quit. We've got to pray. Amen. Notice what he said. Again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. You ever faced any of them things? And I know we got to go. Maybe I shouldn't have committed to finishing this tonight. Sister Debbie, let's think about the last time we went through one of those things. How'd you handle that? The last time you had some affliction, how'd you handle that? Did you praise the Lord? Or did you pout your way through it? When's the last time? I mean, the very last. Maybe it's a day ago, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 10 years ago. When the last time that you faced oppression and sorrow and tears ran down your face? How did you face that? Were you able to say, I'm trusting He's still Lord. I'm going to bless Him. I'd still love to praise Him. He gave, He took away, He added, and He subtracted. He's still God no matter what I'm going through. Amen. I say tonight, that's where David wants us to get, where we can say, I'd love to praise the Lord, whether I'm receiving or whether He is taking something back. Amen. Boy, I'm cutting out a lot of this. Number six, I'd love to praise the Lord for His listening. It's an interesting repeated phrase we've seen all through this psalm. Verse 6, verse 13, verse 19, verse 28. And for the most part, they're all the same except the end line deals with some things. But the Bible said over and over, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses. Verse 13, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. Verse number 19, the Bible said, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. Verse number 28, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distresses. But Tim, that tells me every time they cried, God heard them. Every situation, every crisis that they face, every time they called to their God, whether they were at fault for why they were where they were, or whether it was by the providence of God or by the strength of the arm of their enemy, every time they cried to God, He heard them. He listened to them. He knew where they were and what they needed and how to bring them out and bring deliverance and victory. And I'm thankful tonight. I would love to praise the Lord. Do you understand we have a God who has a listening ear for the cries of His children? How many days had that been the only comfort I could find? Not in the change in my situation, not in the turning around immediately of my crisis, but just to find comfort in the fact, Brother Jack, that my God cared enough about me to listen to what I was going through and what I was feeling and how I needed to just express it to Him, to know that He is a listening God. He cares about you. And if you're saved and you're not regarding iniquity in your heart, I'm telling you, every time you pray, your Heavenly Father is listening. Somebody ought to love to praise the Lord for that tonight. Verse 43, I think, is a good concluding verse. He said, whoso is wise will observe these things. Open your eyes. If you got any spiritual wisdom, you'll open your eyes and observe His listening, His lordship, His leading, His liberation, His logos, His lifting. You'll observe these things in your life, listen, and in the lives of others. If you have any spiritual wisdom at all, you will seek to observe these things that God is doing. David said, if you're wise to observe these things, he said, here's what you're going to come to an understanding of: the loving kindness of God. Amen. Well, I'm already over my time, but I'm still getting done faster than y'all thought I would. Here's what I wrote down. Brother Carl, listen to this. When these things are observed, The righteous will know something about God's loving kindness. And those that know about that will love to praise the Lord. I don't want to chide you tonight. I don't mean this in a chiding way. The reason some of y'all never get excited about God, excited enough to praise the Lord, to lift your hand to stand and say, I'd love to praise the Lord. You ain't observing the things God's doing in your life and in the lives of others around you. I believe that with all my heart. You ain't got to act like some of us act. But those who are wise enough to observe, come to an understanding of the loving kindness of God. How in the world could you understand the loving kindness of God and not love to praise Him for what He does? Amen. I'd love to praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank You for the Word of God tonight. Thank You, Lord, it's helped me in studying this psalm. Lord, we've been in it a while. It's a lengthy psalm. And Lord, it has just been so filled with spiritual treasure for our faith. Lord, I'm thankful, Lord, it's there. Thank You for letting us study it and preach it and enjoy it with these saints of God. Lord, I pray the things we've covered is new ground and territory tonight. Lord, we'd leave here encouraged. Our God is full of lordship, and Your providence is working in every way. Lord, I'm glad we can trust tonight. Lord, observe that our God is listening, and for that we'd love to praise Your name. And I pray, Lord, You'd work in every one of our lives and grow us and bring us to a spiritual place, Lord, where we'd be excited about these things. There'd be an exclamation point over our lives about these very things. And that, Lord, You'd receive the glory and honor from our life and lips, Lord, to You and what You deserve to receive. Lord, we'll bless You for what You do in our life, in our church. Help us now as we spend a time and a season of prayer together on this altar tonight. Lord, I pray that You'd have Your will and way. Be big tonight, Lord, in answering prayer requests. And we'll thank You for that. In Jesus' name we pray. All God's people said amen.